stubbornness. You might not be, but you can see the face of someone in your family that is, right? And what happens when we're stubborn? That's right. We often hit one of life's immovable barriers, causing us a boatload of pain and problems. This is Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and if you're aching from your own contrariness, I want to share some hope for today so that life will go well for you. In Jeremiah 38:20, in the MEV, the prophet gives us hope for today when he says, "Please obey the voice of the Lord which I speak to you, so it will be well with you and your soul will live." Often, we grow obstinate when we don't like the choices we have to select from. This was a situation as Jeremiah told King Zedekiah that if he wanted to bless his people, he would have to surrender to the invading king. Who wants to surrender? I know I sure don't. In fact, surrender isn't even in the vocabulary of most people. Yet when it comes to living a life that goes well for us, we all have to surrender to the will and the whim of God, who is smarter and stronger than we are. Is there a place where you have to choose to surrender to God? Has He been gently asking you to do it His way? Can I echo the words of Jeremiah in your hearing today again? "Please obey the voice of the Lord, which I speak to you, so it will be well with you and your soul will live." Hope for Today is part of the ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives and His abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org.